And welcome to another episode of DBSRadio.com Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine. My name is John Culis, your talk show host, and it is today very important that I mention the date because of the archives. It's 7 July, it's 2007. So we are living now in the 777. It's supposed to be a very powerful date. At this moment, I have on the phone live Apollo98.nl. His name is Olaf de Goede. He's a colleague of mine. And he's doing research in the same areas that I do, in, not only in UFOs, but also in conspiracies, secret societies, New World Order agenda, 9/11 was an inside job, and many other topics. And he's writing articles, doing a lot of translations, and he actually does some really investigations in what happened with the global warming hoax. I mean, global warming is happening, but it's not necessarily a man-made thing. Of course, there are some influences, but that will be also discussed today about the global warming swindle. I mean, it's all about going towards a New World Order world government tax, that they want to have more power at the top, and that is, will be discussed today. But first, let's have an introduction. Welcome to the show, Olaf de Goede.
Hello, John. It's nice to be on the show. It's very nice to be here.
Yes, I know that you have a history, so tell me a little bit about your background, what happened that you're going to get involved in doing the same research that I do.
Okay, well, it first all started with the UFO thing. I felt there had to be other life in the universe. It sounded a little bit stupid to me that only on Earth there would be life, and that just didn't feel right, and I read a lot of UFO books, and later on even alien abductions, and then I found out about other stuff as well, reincarnation was also not a real difficult thing for me, so also metaphysical things were very interesting to me, and I have read...
You also were involved in doing research in channelings as well. You are open-minded to do critical research in transmediums, people who claim to be in trance and receiving messages, but you are very skeptical about it.
Yes, the skepticism started in the midst of the 90s. Well, actually, it is a little bit later, perhaps, maybe 1998, and that's perhaps also the year that my awakening, as you can call it that, I just call it getting more conscious about the things that are really going on. But at 98, in the year 1998, I became much more aware about things, and that's why I called my website Apollo 98. And it was also a good thing because when you just type in Apollo in Google, it's hard to find you between all the Apollos there are, of course, on the
yes,
World Wide Web. And so the 98 gave just that to find me, actually. But about the channelings, I have even been with lectures of a transmedium, Lex Persone is called, and he had very interesting readings. And I felt that this was something that is not just made up by someone or a scam or something, or to make money or that sort of thing. But it must be real because no one can come up with so many detailed information, etc., etc. But
they have a name. They're called Foundation Malva Meditation. That's the title of their foundation. Is that correct? Stichting Malva Meditatie. That's in Dutch.
Yes, yes, that's correct. Stichting Malva Meditatie. It was about, well, actually, Lex Persone had given many lectures, many channelings before, in other places, in Den Haag and somewhere else. I think in Groningen or something, Groningen in the north of the Netherlands. But I may be confused with something else or someone else. But Well, he just started to get in contact with the masses, which are said to be on the Malpha Plateau in Tibet. And there's a plateau, and there it said that these masters, and were nine masters, they were residing there. And from there, they could reach Lex Persson and give some lectures. And also about some beings in this solar system. So it's, but the thing that I thought that these channelings were authentic was that they never said, you have to believe this or you have to believe that. No, they said, find out for yourself and try to get in touch with yourself and try to get attached with the earth. How do you say it? You stand with both your feet on the ground. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes, you also did some more investigations in other types of channelings as well. For instance, you did also, it was interesting mm-hmm. to read about Bringers of the Dawn of Barbara Messiniak and the other tools of working. So you actually have a wide spectrum of people, but that's not the only part of being involved in doing research. It's just one of the many, many mm-hmm. things that you find of interest. It's not being shown in the public. It's not being discussed in the media, and it's
that's
not
right.
being taught at school. So I guess you are not fixed on one type of channel, and that's it. You actually have a curious, attitude towards all possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. It's just hard to nowadays. It's so hard to get the right stuff and get the real McCoy, because somehow I feel that in the midst of the 90s or maybe later, channelings seem to be overtaken by some power or something, and it's just at some point many channelings. And I've watched many channelings come and go. They seem to bury another energy, which is not the normal, authentic, and powerful, and how can you say it? The harmony and positivity and all those things. It seems there was another player in the field. So I feel that there is much to say about that. And later on, I want to investigate more about that, and maybe other researchers have come up with maybe some answers to the question, what has happened in the midst of the 90s?
Maybe there's also a possibility that certain transmediums, people who are mm-hmm. able to connect and to be in a kind of a trance and receive messages, maybe they have to give results all the time, and they cannot do it all the time. I've investigated myself some transmediums and channelers myself. Mm-hmm. I've investigated by visiting them to go there to their places and to meet eye to eye and ask questions. Mm-hmm. And not that I ask questions in a way that I don't say that they are scams or that they are, hoaxes.
No.
I only am completely open-minded, interested in what they have to share. And what I found out is they have the problem that there's a high expectation of the public. They demand something new, something powerful for the future and how to prepare for the future. And because of this, sometimes they cannot deliver the message, and they, then they will give some book wisdom. That's what I found out.
Oh, yes. And then they just come up with some facts and teachings that they know by themselves, by their own research, or things that have been said in the past, and they mix it all together to get a good story across.
Yes, the problem is that you cannot always be giving messages mm-hmm. from the divine or from another world all the time. Sometimes you cannot bring the package. So when someone is not able to connect, of course you have the expectations of the public going to a meeting. And if you go in a trance and you're actually not receiving anything, what are you going to do? Because all the people have paid to come and to have an experience. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's important, that
yeah.
people, And that is happening too. So I'm feeling that part of the channelings is actually not authentic, but they still give some important messages, but I call that book wisdom.
Well, we are all human, and we all have some ego problem, I think. When you start to have channelings consider this, when you are a medium, so many people go each time you channel and listen to you with high expectations. Well, actually, just what you said before, but I think they, how can I say it? It is like they feel like being important, and it becomes a little bit of a habit as something which is very fulfilling to them, and it's just like an addiction or something. And maybe that's
yes, I agree
that.
With them. Not all of them.
Yeah. Not all of them.
Not all of them.
No. But that may be.
What do you think about Bashar?
Well, I was amazed when hearing him, and there was such a profound spirit and a profound power in it. And I think, well, this must be the real McCoy too. And I found Bashar a real balanced. If I would Bashar consider as a human being, just like you and me, I would say that person is very well balanced in the sense that his right and left brain is very harmoniously working together as a
team. Yes, I love the introduction of Daryl Anka. That's the transmedium, Daryl, and then mm-hmm. Anka, and he is channeling Bashar. Bashar is a name that is not to be confused. That then you figure out what he is channeling, because it's much larger than that. It's just a label. But it's nice to hear him, his own introduction from what he is doing and why he is doing it. And he said, if it is a part of my consciousness, so be it. If it's part of myself, okay. I cannot prove that they are extraterrestrial, but it only can ask yourself is maybe it can help you.
Yes. Well, there is a Dutch saying, I don't know if it's an English one, but by the fruit you can tell the tree. And yes, it is an English saying. And I think that counts for many things in with channelings as well. When it helps many people, you can consider it as being authentic. And you don't have to be sure about that.
What I also... But I also say there's a little bit lagging between us because of the distance, because we go to America and then from America to Holland again, because we both are in Holland. But
okay,
so for the people who think that there is a lagging because of the distance. But let's say that Bashar is a pink elephant that flies in the sky. I don't care. If the content is important and that will have an effect upon our in a positive way, then I don't care even if he calls it a pink elephant that flies in the sky. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I like the picture of a pink elephant flying in the sky, but I know what you mean, yes. Yes, it's...
So, because the information, and the wisdom that Bashar is channeling is very profound for me, and I don't want to be a follower of anyone. I'm just having my own responsibilities, my own, how do you say this, focus of what I consider of importance, but I don't want to follow anyone. I just find it of interest in, you know, that as an possibility.
Yes, absolutely, because you have always to think for yourself. No one can do that for you, and you have a totally different background than someone else. It's not, consciousness is not from one to one. You cannot say, well, I install wisdom in that person, and then he knows everything and have the wisdom from the other person. It just doesn't work like that. And that's the same for channelings. Channelings is just as is, and then you can do something with it or not, and you're not, you are not supposed to do something. You have to decide for yourself if you can do something with it or not. But what I found out with the channelings is that there are some factors which are considering which should be considered to be the player in the field of the so-called overtaking of channelings in the midst of the 90s. I think it's possible that at some point there could be a huge player in the field in the form of mind control or other things,
yes,
like other beings taking over the channels, actually. And that's very important, because when you look at the details of much of the channelings I've studied in the 90s, I've come to the conclusion that they are all going to some point. For instance, there was the Nisara thing, and that is said to be the answer to all money problems in the world. And well, there's a whole big story behind that. But it is so interesting that many channelings, which I found to be authentic, which I consider to be authentic, were all going the Nisara way and saying, well, Nisara is great and things like that. And, well, I have translated. That's a little bit of a story of itself, but I translated Nisara reports of Dove of Oneness for some time. And when translating texts from someone, you really get in depth of the things which are written. And so you have all these facts coming before your eyes each time when you translate it and translate it, and then you come to the conclusion, well, there are some things that doesn't sound right. I mean, Dove of Oneness said some very strange things, like when you mess with my computer, you will be sent to another galaxy or something like that. And also weird stuff, like things you never can, you are never able to check out for yourself, because you know what I mean? It's
yes,
with some,
there are certain ways of talking that people can, yeah, people cannot verify or not check it out for,
yes,
yourself, and that makes it more slippy, and you have to be careful, because I guess there is an agenda pushing towards a world government. Let's, for instance, Donald Walsh, and we call it an experiment met God in Dutch. It's like, I don't know the English title. He's very famous with in conversation,
yes,
with God.
Oh,
and
yes,
it's also kind of
channeling. With God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and what I found of interesting is that he is promoting in his second book a world government with that there is no, everybody will be monitored, everything is transparent, and everything will be known about you, and that there is, it's okay that we have a big brother in place. Now, I thought, wait a minute, this is crazy. And more and more cults are working towards a New World Order agenda, and it's also with the Witness of Jehovah, it's also with the Scientology Church. If you study all the cults and sects, they have in common that they promote a New World Order agenda. The Mormons do it. It's
yeah,
on and on and on. They all promote a world religion, New World Order agenda. And that's what I'm very, very upset about, because, of course, it will be abused, and you have to be aware of that.
Well, of course, we know about MKUltra in the 50s and how far they are now with mind control. Well, we don't know. We don't. Maybe they can. Well. Maybe it's one to one. They have many agents, maybe, and each person, which is a key figure in channelings, is having an agent which is directing every channeling and what is said by that channeler, except for
yes,
the authentic channelers, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also is of importance if you have a kind of so-called leader, a so-called the one who's being followed, That's easier to control groups than if people really think for themselves and take responsible for their own education and action and so forth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when someone is saying, yeah, but I need you to tell me how to think, that concept is the concept of why we have problems in the first place, because people are not trained to think for themselves.
Absolutely. Yes. People give their responsibility away, and that started actually with giving the responsibility to politicians, to their bosses, etc., etc., and they're gaining more and more power, and at some point you don't even know what it's all about. And, well, there are crazy things in the world going on now. I think we have to be very awake and get into details as well. I mean, you don't have to, you don't have to throw all the details next to each other and then make the decision, well, this is a conspiracy. But you can look at the details and check out for yourself, really investigate it, really research. And then you come to the real stuff. And
by the way, when I gave lectures in the past, what I did is I started to give a lecture and started with this phrase: everything what you see today, everything what you hear today, please do not believe. There is no need to believe syndrome here. It's all about to be inspired to check it out for yourself if there's any value to it. And I don't want people to believe anything, because if you do, you don't do your homework anymore. So I rather have people saying, you know what, John, I don't believe anything you say, but you triggered something within me to do something with it. And what I found out is that they can often come with more evidence than I can offer them. So the whole point of view is that you have to exercise that people take action for themselves and be proud. Be proud of that you figured out for yourself instead of saying, yeah, I believe. And you know, the whole belief is exactly why people can be manipulated.
Yes. Well, there is one poster in the X-Files, the X-Files series, and it says, I want to believe. And I always got irritated by seeing those words, I want to believe.
Yes.
It's just like,
I want to know.
You know? I want to know. I want to find out for myself. That's much more giving sense than I want to believe. I mean,
learn from by doing things instead of talking about it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's indeed the reason that many things go wrong in this world, is that they give their responsibility away. And, well, of course, I didn't research only channelings, but also conspiracies. I got more and more interested in conspiracies because, they make up the world as it is now. I have to admit that many things are related to conspiracies, and at first it is not that nice to stumble upon these things and to admit to yourself this is not a safe haven as you want it to be. And the one thing to believe syndrome, as you call it much, is also a very large and a big, powerful thing which keep people from being awakened and being in action and wanting to question things. It's just too frightening.
If you do not know the problem, how the hell are you going to solve it? You see, first you have to recognize that there is a problem, and people are in complete denial, and slowly they recognize that all the things that have been said in the past is going to be coming out. For instance, David Icke and I have been telling the same similar things for decades. Not decades, I mean for years. Decades is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So the last 15 or 17 years that I've been speaking about people getting implants, people being microchipped. I was laughed about when I talked about that. But nowadays, people know that there are many things that David Icke and I in the past told on national television, local television, on lectures. And now they're going to see that it's not that far-fetched what was being told in the past. And what's most important is if I say something right now that people cannot comprehend right now, I don't care. You know why? Because it will maybe 2 years in the future, people will recognize for what I'm telling you right now, because it takes time to sink in, to comprehend, understand. So it takes time. So I'm not into pleasing anyone else. You know, if you want to please the other so much and you use self-censorship, then you are not doing a justice to the truth.
Absolutely. And David Icke is just a big example for not take it for granted that people laugh him away or something. He just do his job, and that's very nice to see. And actually, David Icke was also the person, for me, it started for me the awakening process. It's a process because you cannot go to from phase one to phase three. And that counts also for the thing that people don't want to look at the problem before solving it. They want to get from phase one to phase three, but they have to go through phase two to recognize the problems and then solve them. But anyway, David,
more about you. Yeah.
Well, I got to through phases myself as well. I mean, it was not just that I believed or thought that conspiracies were real right away. Maybe it started with belief, and then I got afraid by it. And of course, all these phases what you are getting through are not the same to everyone. It's a personal thing. Maybe the next generation will be very fast in going through the stages of awakening, of the awakening process. But at least when I was reading David Icke's The Biggest Secret, that was a culture shock to me. But also I was very interested because of the alien side of it. David Icke talks about the reptilian humanoids, and it was very interesting to me, but also a little bit frightening. And at some point, I even throw away The Biggest Secret. I literally put it in my bin. Can you imagine that? A 70 Gilbert's book, just throwing in the bin. But later on, I came to the conclusion that it had much to do with the fear of there was many things in that fear of not being understood by other people, fear of getting away
too
from
far out of the loop.
You get a little bit of feeling that you are you're not normal or something, you know. And maybe
you have to realize that because of your new choices that you make, you attract new people and new circumstances and new experiences because of it. And you can actually see the distance between people who you left behind in awareness and what choices they based upon. You know that there was the mass media is all about illusions, in my opinion. And then you have, of course, the newspapers, the radio broadcasts, the mainstream. They're all about hypnotizing the public and mind controlling the agenda and having a certain fixed idea of the so-called truth. But now we realize it's all about the wars of the mind. That's more important than anything else. And you have to figure out on what is it that makes us truly independent and why is it that the media will not help us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the mass media is not free because they depend on the big money streams, and the money streams are coming from those who are in control, to put it blunt. And those who are in control, the banking system is actually in control by the New World Order agenda. So it's you only have to do the math, and you can find out for yourself that only a few can pull the strings and decide what is coming on television or not. And that's
what I like about you, Alad. What I like about you is that you did some effort to translate for the Dutch people from English to Dutch, and vice versa. Sometimes you have translated some Dutch articles into English, talking about all the important issues that I investigated the last couple of years, and you decided to do some effort to bring it to the Dutch people. And I wish to thank you openly for that, because you did a lot of effort to wake up the Dutch people as well.
Oh, you're welcome. You do a very important work, and I'm glad to be of some assistance. It's for the good of all of us, I think. And it's also a thing for me that I have the feeling that I do something now that is really fulfilling, because this is my goal in my life, I think. This is what I was born for. And it may sound religious, or maybe a little bit crazy or something, but it really feels like that. And I never really had a feeling that I was connected to school or work, what I did before as a system manager. I've worked 9 years in system management, and it didn't fulfill me. It was so... I couldn't describe the feeling. There was something missing. I had a wonderful job, actually, when you consider it there are many things to the work, what I did, which makes it attractable to a lot of people, let me say that. And the money was also never an issue. Sorry?
Yes, you helped building websites like danspeak.com and neatjournal.com. You also helped other people to assist with building websites, and you have your own website called apollo98.nl with an English section, so people can see the English section. So I will say it slowly, apollo98.nl, and you will see an English flag, and you can click on it, and then you see articles written in English, translated from Dutch to English, and also his own writings. So, what you do is more than only building websites, of course. You also do more networking. And what I see and what I noticed is that the many other websites are promoting you. So, indirectly, if people go to Apollo, they will visit Dental of Mysteries, because you're connected with me again.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. That's very nice. Well, it's very nice. We do have a real network in the Netherlands, and I never would have dreamed that was possible in the amount of websites we have now in the Netherlands, and it's wonderful. I mean, I would never dreamed, not 5 years ago, I would have dreamed that we have so many websites now, and you have 24 websites, I believe it is, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a huge amount of sites as well. And
you have some free sites in between, of course.
Yes, of course, but still, and you have done a lot of work in the field of. Well, I found it very funny. It was nice to know that when I went in Krasnapolsky in Amsterdam in 1994, it was your organization of the lectures being held there. But then I didn't know you back then. But I believe it was David Icke was doing a lecture there as well. And and it's amazing, isn't it? And then after so many years, we come to work together. It's really interesting.
I tried to together with David Summers. We had a magazine called Exposure Magazine, and we had a radio show, Exposure Radio, and a television show in Amsterdam, Exposure TV. And all together, we can promote this conference that David Icke was attending, and we invited him to come over to the Netherlands in 1994 and 1996. And when we did that, it was totally sold out, and he was not the only speaker, of course. And because of my taking initiatives in doing this, I knew I was planting seeds in the masses.
Mm, absolutely. It's great to see real speakers talking, you know, and it does something with you. And I think for a lot of people who are interested in the subject, but also people who are just curious, they are going to read about it. They are going to talk about with their friends or their family. And there's something going on. And maybe they are skeptical at first. Well, David Icke's part of the story about the reptilians, I always find it, it's so sad that many people get away because of the reptilian side of his story. But his story is so tremendously important that I say, forget about the reptilians. Just know that there are power abusers, and we have to know this before we can do anything about that. And David Icke is also a great researcher, just like you, actually. And so what he has to say is very important to people. And that's also
what I... By the way, talking
mm-hmm.
about reptilians, tomorrow I give on Untold Mysteries Radio, untoldmystery.com or .eu, I will interview Jim Sparks. He will talk about reptilians as well. Did you know that there are many famous people in the world open-minded enough to allow themselves to say, to consider that the reptilian humanoid is not that far-fetched, and not really crazy? And keep in mind that the humanoids, as we call humans, are not that old in comparison to how old the Earth is. And there are millions and millions of years of reptilian creatures walking on the planet, and they could evolve in their own evolution. Mm-hmm. And straight up walking, and if that is the case, they could maybe develop a certain advanced technology that they even left the planet. I mean, that is not to be ruled out. And the most important thing about reptilians is because of the circumstances and the environment that makes you who you are. The way that we are built is connected to the environment. I mean, we have a certain, if we would live on a planet that is twice as big, we would have stronger muscles and stronger bones. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is obvious that there is a connection with how we look like and what kind of environment we are in. So it's obvious that millions of years ago, it's normal to have a reptilian skin. It's not... We actually think scary about anything that is reptilian, but then on the other hand, they only are like that because of the environment, what happened in the past. So it's like a circumstances that makes who you are.
Yes, and when you're talking about soul, you aren't. oh my God, I can't get it right. When you you have a body, but you don't, you are not a body, but you have a body, and you are really a soul having a body, and that's a very important thing to consider, I think. And
we're not we are not human. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are actually spiritual beings having a human experience, and that is limited.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I meant, yeah. So when I decide to be a reptilian... When I decide to be a
reptilian... Maybe the reptilians are in... Maybe the reptilians are in the survival mode, and because of being in the survival mode, you're actually using the core of your brain. You can actually see the cortex of the part of the brain that is called the reptilian part. That is all about survival instincts and not about the higher brain function. So, you know, if you are in a survival mode, you can come to a certain awareness to a certain point. But maybe there was an intervention from another extraterrestrial race that actually it mixed the genes of the reptilians with theirs. And there you have it. There comes the hybrid story, you know, the hybrids. And maybe that's the reason people find it very, very scary that maybe reptilians have been modified, genetic modified, and that the hybrids are running the show. You see what I mean?
Yes, yes. But what I would like to say to people who are fearing about the reptilian thing, well, when I look at Bush and it's being said that he is a hybrid reptilian, I would like to say, well, he is a human being. He is in human form. It doesn't matter in what his origin is. It's just the choices which people are making, which are counting. So, to me, actually, Bush is still a human being to me, and he's just making the wrong choices as I see it. And in that light,
yes,
you can get along with things back in the mind about reptilians or whatever. It's important to know about some origins, and I believe that David Icke does make a point, but indeed you have to consider the fact that it's a form and not,
yes,
really. You cannot say all reptilians are bad, because when you go that way, you would also say, well, all humans are bad, because so many humans are bad. Okay, all humans are bad. So and
yes,
maybe
I have to
just like, yeah,
yeah. I have say the phone number. Yeah, there's a little bit lacking between us. I need to share the phone number for those who want to ask questions live. We have 19 minutes left, so it's not that much anymore. But if people want to phone in right now and ask questions to Olaf de Goede or me, talking about UFOs, aliens, New World Order agenda, and about many other topics, you can call right now, call 877-270-8714. I will repeat, 877-270-8714. That's for the United States. And for the Canadians, 888-228-4494. So I will repeat for the Canadians, 888-228-4494. That's for the Canadians. And for the people outside America, can call, and that's the direct line, is 530-413-4515. I will repeat for the direct line outside America also. It's, of course, the America access code is number one. And in the Netherlands, you can call 00 and then number 1 and then 530-413-4515. And if you call that, you can actually, from all over the planet, people can call in for live. And then I hear a beep, and then I know that someone is on the line. So you can always call, again, for the Americans, 877-270-8714. And for the Canadians, 888-228-4494. Okay, let's continue with you. Alat, you have posted four postings about the global swindle. Can you talk about that one?
Okay. Well, the global warming.
The global warming hoax.
Yeah. I call it a global warming hoax, actually, and I'm really fierce in my writings about the global warming when I do a commentary on an article. I think it's the fourth article.
Yeah, being man-made. You mean... Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be man-made.
It's a hoax in the sense that it's not only man-made, and I think it's not even for the biggest part man-made. For the biggest part, it has to do with the solar system, which is going through a stage, through an evolutionary state, and it's just a natural way of things. It's not even the Earth itself, which is having the biggest changes in the solar system. All the other planets in our solar system are having much bigger changes, much bigger climate changes than on Earth. And, well, of course, there is a part of global warming which has to do with pollution by humankind. Let's not make any mistake about that. But still, what it's going to be like, and I feel that very strongly because of all the things which are which people come up with connected to the New World Order agenda. I mean, when someone as Al Gore states that we have to do something about global warming, and I know that this man is just another part of the New World Order agenda, I go, yikes. You know what I mean? And
yes.
Well, it's so obvious that there is some agenda behind it, and there are so many agendas in the past which have come to effect. So
yeah, what I found of interest is that the whole documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, doesn't mention suppression of inventions, doesn't mention Nikola Tesla and other empowermental issues. No, they make people feel fearful, and from that point on, we need saviors, and saviors in the form of a world government, New World Order agenda, world tax, give the power away to a new structure that will have more more powers, and I think it's all about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's outrageous, you know. They talk about oil and things like that, and even in the Netherlands they're getting back to coals again. And is that coals? I think so, or cokes? I don't know. Yes, cokes. It's so. And when I have seen the Google video Hemp Revolution, what you can do with hemp, it's beyond belief that you can. It's not about smoking hemp. It's about producing cars with it, even making sort of plastics, and you can let it grow in the same field year after year again, without the field getting out of
defertilized.
Absolutely.
Depleted. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but by the way,
like
for the people.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
We have not much time, but for the people who want to know more about what Alof het Goede is talking about, you have to just go to Google Video and type in the words H-E-M-P, hemp, and then revolution, and you will see the documentary that is mind-blowing, and it's all about industrial hemp, because there's a difference between normal hemp and industrial hemp. And if you're going to investigate that, you have to realize that the politicians and the so-called Greenpeace, they have to be ashamed that they're not pushing this to the people. Because, you know, we can talk about so-called solutions, but the true solution is being covered up and being silenced. So there is an agenda of keeping the people stupid, and then the true answers and the true solutions are deliberately kept away in the debate, kept away in the discussions.
Exactly. And when I fear about the Live Earth event now at 7707, is that they are brainwashing the minds again, and just trying to let us look the other way, while it's always upside down with these New World Orders. I call them New World Orders, but maybe it's the wrong thing to say. But these people who are in for the New World Order agenda, they keep on. It's just upside down. I mean, the war on terrorism is, in fact, terrorism itself. When you consider that 9/11 was an inside job, and all the things after that, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I don't mean to say that Saddam Hussein was such a nice guy. On the contrary, but where it's all leading to, that's very frightening. And people have to be aware about that and awaken fast because, well,
and do you also believe that there is a change in the New Age movement, that part of them wants to see more muscle and more, you know, we are enough of being too nice to everybody? Sometimes you have to say enough is enough.
Yes, And especially with the younger people, they are getting more aware about other things going on as well. And it's not all that lovey-dovey style of New Age as it used to be. Just be nice, just think positive, and all will be well. No, it's not going to work like that. And they know that because they have it in their much... I don't know. It's a newer generation, and maybe it has to do with a photon belt. I don't know, but it seems that they are much stronger in the way that they can get to the core of things much faster than other generations before them. And that's
yes, and also what important is what is important is that people realize that we have certain problems because the majority looks the other way. And you can say, yeah, it's a good thing to stay positive, but it's also convenient to look the other way and not deal with the problem because people are actually looking for escapism, and they call it being positive. Now, sometimes escapism is the opposite of being positive. It actually makes it worse.
Yes, and it's not... authentic. It's not real, actually, because you're living in a dream. And when you're living in a dream, you don't know that the car is going to hit you when you just cross the street with your hats in the cloud. And that's exactly what is going on, and people are realizing that, fortunately. And
yes.
When you see the kids nowadays, sometimes I'm a little bit worried about the materialism, you know, all the mobile phones and PlayStation and McDonald's and all that stuff. But there is also much awareness going on within these kids, and they are much wiser than we were as kids. So at least, so to speak.
Yes, you know, there was a long time that people who were talking about multinationals abusing their powers will be considered conspiracy freaks, conspiracy nutters. But what is interesting is that the same multinational big corporation that is the true fascism, in my opinion, who are abusing their powers through European Parliament, through the NAFTA and other big lawmaking process in the world, but also, and now comes it interesting, even the New Age movement realizes that if they're going to make herbs and vitamins and other supplements, they make it illegal to have, like they did with the hemp, the same thing. They realize they are abusing their powers. Therefore, they realize that all what we said in the past is coming in focus in 2009, because in 2009 they want to push for herbs and for vitamins and other things that can actually heal you, will taking away from you. So people have to realize that it's one of many steps of abuse of power by big corporations.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how big this corporatism is. It's worldwide. And it's all connected somehow. And it's like a hidden
and
force,
Most people do not wish to talk about this problem because they want to not be labeled a conspiracy freak. But at the same time, it's happening in the face. You see what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Well, what worked very well with me is that I said to myself, Alert, you are going to... the point that you not believe what you want to believe, but you just find out for yourself, and just when you stumble upon something, you don't have to. I said to myself, I shouldn't say, well, that's too frightening to believe, or I want to have a better world, so I just think myself a better world, you know. And that opened many things, and just like listening to your shows, which are excellent shows, I think, and the articles on your website. And all those things made a huge consciousness process in me, I think. The last
What do you think is the most important hope for the future? with everything that you have gathered for yourself. And this is very helpful to know, and this is giving us some hope for the future.
Well, the biggest hope, I think, is that when you think about something before everything you create in life, there is you think it before. And I have experienced myself in my life that whatever I thought, well, I would like to do that, but maybe it's not possible, but maybe it is, I don't know, but I would like to do that so much. And in the future, it just happens. So there is some power we can have with our mind. And it works. So
you allow yourself to be yourself, and you just by being, you attract people that will support what your wishes are, and there are different layers of energies that will assist you or whatever you believe. If you believe you're a victim of circumstances, you will get assistance in that too. If you are, it's like the poor me mentality creates poor me reality.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it works very well with me. I mean, I thrive on it. And I like it. I enjoy it each day. I mean, it's working perfectly. And I think,
what you realize is that you actually see positive things happening. There's a phone call. Okay. Welcome to the show, Rental Messi's Out of Quarantine. Go ahead.
Another beat?
Welcome to the show, Untold Mysteries. Go ahead. Welcome to the show of Untold Mysteries, Out of Quarantine, on bbsradio.com. Welcome. Okay, sorry that I had a misunderstanding. The show is to be finished. I want to thank you a lot for being on the show of bbsradio.com, Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine. And we're going to definitely do more in the future. Thank you so much for listening. And tomorrow, Jim Sparks, live on UntoldMysteries.com web radio. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. This is Senior Seaver, and you're listening to Dr. Bell. Well, I forgot to say who I am. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll keep that.